RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
In this very tumultuous political season and election season, where some candidates are really talking policy and some other candidates are not talking policy at all, here are some health issues. We are RadioMD and we talk about health issues every single day. And some health issues that these candidates really should be talking about that we want to know if you're somebody who's interested in policy and not just talk and bravado. So one of the things that I wanted to talk about today is some of these health issues that the candidates and I feel should be talking about. So the first one is out of pocket spending. Millions more people, roughly 20 million at least at last count, now have health insurance thanks to the new coverage options created by the Affordable Care Act. And if you're listening to Radio MD, you know on our front page, we've got a whole series on the Affordable Care Act by the absolutely brilliant Mariana Turno. She can answer any of your questions, anything at all, about the Affordable Care Act. And so, you know, some of the Republican candidates have pledged to repeal the Affordable Care Act, and Hillary Clinton wants to build on it. Bernie Sanders wants to replace it with some government-funded Medicare for all. But in any case, out-of-pocket spending is a problem, because even with the Affordable Care Act, some of these deductibles are very high. And so people can afford their monthly premiums because those are very low, but the out-of-pocket spending can be extremely high. And when you have to meet a deductible for it to follow and pay for anything else, that can be so daunting and scary that people are afraid to go to doctors. I know a lot of people in my family and my friends that are afraid to go to doctors because they can't make those out-of-pocket spending. So that needs to be addressed. And how about drugs? Again, going towards the deductible, the drugs at the beginning of the year, if you're somebody on chronic medication for some kind of chronic disease, blood pressure, diabetes, whatever it is, can get so expensive. And especially those January and February ones are usually the highest price because you have to meet your deductible first. But I don't hear them talking about the drug makers and some of these sleazy scumbag drug makers that are raising the prices of drugs to upwards of $500 a pill, which is just ridiculous. And they point out that their industry is a risky one, but the rewards on breakthrough drugs often offsets those losses. So it really is kind of disgusting to watch when you see some of those drug makers and what they're doing. Another one that I think people need to be talking about more is long-term care. I want to hear some of these candidates talk about how when we start to qualify for Medicare and we're going to be getting Social Security, which they talk about, and one of the candidates, I won't mention any names, Trump, is saying that Social Security is a handout, but it's not. It's something that we earned, we've paid into. Medicare the same. So why aren't they talking about what we're going to do about long-term care? Some of us are not even going to be able to retire at the age of 65, that magic number, because we're not going to be able to afford any kind of long-term care, which could go upwards of $80,000 or more a year. So that is one that you can tell really makes me mad. Medicare. Speaking of seniors, Medicare is a huge issue. They provide health insurance to an estimated 55 million people. And some of these people have disabilities and can't also work. And Social Security comes in at not that much money. So it's really hard to afford the health care that they need when you're a senior. I want to hear these candidates talking about Medicare and what they're going to do to make sure that Medicare is fully funded and that we still get the health insurance that we deserve. We should be taking care of our elderly population, not pushing them to the side. That's my diatribe for today. We have a great show coming up on Train Your Body. So stay tuned and stay well.